This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. Hi, I'm Ellen Scanlon, and this is How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women. Welcome to the very first episode of our new series that shares women's stories about buying legal weed for the first time. Now that more than 80 million women have legal access, you can expect a wide variety of stories. Each state has different rules and regulations, and women buying weed want it for a lot of different reasons. We'll talk to medical patients, those who are just curious, and women who love to get high, all to give you practical tips for how to buy weed and to help you understand where modern legal cannabis is today. These episodes will also be short, and I hope they bring a little fun and a new perspective into your week. Sharon Kevel is the Wisconsin-based founder of 40 Goods, the first furniture company with lockable drawers to safely and securely store cannabis products.
I was in LA for a conference in 2019, and I was with friends. We decided we wanted to hit up a dispensary that we could walk to, so we found something on Google Maps that had decent reviews and headed over in that direction. And after a short walk, we came to the storefront. It was laid out with glass doors and the security guard in the front. I think there were a couple of sofas and maybe a chair or two as kind of a waiting area, and there was an ATM right inside the door, your typical dispensary. About halfway back, the counter started where all the bud tenders were, and there were probably about maybe six or seven customers inside, so it wasn't super busy, but all the bud tenders were occupied. I pulled on the doors to get in, and the door didn't open, and I realized that it was locked. We just assumed that they would buzz us in once some of the people came out, that it was too full. Because that happens sometimes. Eventually, people started queuing up behind us, and they were grumbling about having to wait in line. I mean, I was with friends, and we were just happy to be outside in the sunshine instead of in Wisconsin in October. We were about to buy legal weed, so we were just kind of in a carefree mindset, and the wait didn't really bother us. So eventually, some guys towards the back got really impatient, and they were like, "What's up? Why is the door locked?" So we just put our arms up like, you know, "I don't know, we're not from here." And from his spot at the back of the line, one of the guys knocked on the glass storefront, and that's when I started to feel a little nervous. The security guard put his arms up and walked over to the door and pulled it open. My friends started laughing at me. People in the line were, like, groaning. Someone was like, "Seriously?" I felt like the biggest asshole, and, you know, rightly so. I only pulled it from my side when I should have pushed it, but once we got inside, the experience wasn't that terrible, but my bud tender did jokingly ask me if I usually had trouble with doors. You know, it's fair. I'm not an idiot, but sometimes I act like one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Do the Pot. If you'd like to share your story about the first time you bought legal weed, please send us a voice memo to hi@dothepot.com or DM us at dothepot. Please also follow along on all our socials and visit dothepot.com for lots more information about women and cannabis. Thanks to April Pride, Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.